Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
How you all doing? And by you all, I mean Kevin.
Bob, how are you doing?
I always think there's so many other people here, but you're all listening to us, which makes me so, so happy. I'm doing my wonderful, my friend. I am home. It is a little chilly out. Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Has your ear popped yet?
Oh, yes, Kevin, it has popped. Thank you for asking. Folks, I had a cold and I flew with a cold, which you're not supposed to do, and my ear did not pop. Folks, one more time, my ear did not pop. I could not hear anything. And you know, when your ear doesn't pop, it screws up your equilibrium. So literally all day, I kept walking on a diagonal, and a couple of times, I might have hit a wall. And then, you know what I did that night? One of our good, one of our good friends who's been helping us a lot with this podcast, Chad Campbell, we watched Sweet Charity together. I'd never seen it before. He'd never seen it before. It was our first time watching it. Let me tell you something. The movie with Shirley MacLaine. Let me tell you something. When your equilibrium is screwed up, those like diagonal shots or Dutch angle shots, not very helpful to you.
No.
I was a little seasick, but it was such a, a good movie. And I didn't realize this, that one of the women in Sweet Charity is also the woman who plays the maid that gets fired on the Golden Girls.
That is so specific, Rob. Can you be even more specific and tell me which maid from which episode?
Yes. So, folks, I I can't remember her name, but she is the Caribbean. She speaks with a Caribbean dialect.
Yes.
And she comes in, and they get rid of her. And then they think that, like, she's put a curse on them because all of a sudden they have all of these ailments, right?
Yep.
But that actress,
curse,
I was watching
like Sweet.
Yeah, I was watching Sweet. I'm like, why does she look so familiar? And I said, is that the woman from Gold? And sure enough, it was.
Bingo.
Paula Kelly?
Well, Paula Kelly? I'm really glad that you watched Sweet Charity, the Bob Fosse movie, in order to remember a bit player. And Golden Girls
with and it was, the movie was Ricardo Montalban was in it.
Of course, yeah.
From Fantasy Island, which made me then wonder why wasn't Hervé Villechaize considered for the role of Charity?
You know, yes, he could have been Charity. He could have been, you know, Oscar.
No. Oh, actually, he'd be a funny Oscar in the elevator scene.
Charming.
He would be. He'd come in with his little bow tie. Miss Dorothy, please. That's not the end.
I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
Oh, I'm the,
please belong to me, Sweet Charity. What do you mean I'm getting replaced by Michael Rupert?
Exactly.
It's an 86 revival joke.
You're
we
welcome.
We like them niche.
You're welcome.
He could have been Charity, too.
Mm-hmm.
If my friends could see me now.
No.
No.
Okay. Well, you know what? He'll try. He'll do it. Maybe Man of La Mancha. Maybe he's going to Man of La Mancha.
How was he not Sancho at the Kenley Players in in 71. I mean, I ask you.
Because Paul Lynn probably beat him out for it.
That's true. Wow, now we're getting really niche. Okay.
So, I got an impossible dream. Do I have a favorite thing? How
do you?
Dare you? Oh, I do. Folks, let me tell you something.
Oh, I'm excited, Rob.
We have, you know what it is. I'm going to tell the story, folks. Let me tell you a story. Picture it. New York, 2019. Yeah. Paula Brown is here. She's put a curse on us. So, I in 201 episodes of doing this, the one thing that Kevin and I always pride ourselves on is we might bump into each other and be like, oh my God, wait till Thursday. I've got a thing for you. But we never tell anyone. We don't tell each other. It's important not to tell each other. And I had one picked out this week that I was like, this is going to be very nice. And this is going to be very noble. I'll do it next week. And I was like, but I was flipping around and somebody was like, have you ever seen the Jackie Mason music video that was never released?
What, and you may ask?
And I said, what do you mean a Jackie Mason music video that was never released?
That sentence makes no sense to me when you said it to me, yeah. Rob. It made no sense at all.
Now, Jackie Mason, if you're unaware of this on this podcast at this point, Jackie Mason is a very famous stand-up comic who came from the Borscht Belt. He was a cantor before he gave that up. He was probably most famous for his little kerfluffle with Ed Sullivan, where Ed Sullivan accused him of giving him the finger on the air, which he did not do. And then he came back in the 80s and had this marvelous stand-up career, and he's still working today, God bless him. The big thing we like about Jackie Mason is if you go to any diner in Midtown, this could be Westway Diner on 44th and 9th, or it could be Applejack Diner on 55th and 7th. No matter where you go, there's always a Jackie Mason table. This is a table that Jackie sits at facing out. So that way, if you're passing by on the street, you can see Mr. Mason and you can wave to him and he might wave back to you. I will tell you this story. One time I was in Route 66, which is this tiny little diner on 9th Avenue that nobody's ever in, and Jackie Mason walked in. And I was like, it's just me and Jackie Mason. And I was like, I'm going to have enough balls. I'm going to walk up to him and I'm going to say to him, I said, Mr. Mason, I am so sorry to bother you, but I just want you to know, I think you're one of the most brilliant comedians that's ever lived, and I just want to thank you for all the years of joy that you've given me. And he said, and I quote, bother, why should that bother me? You telling me that I'm good? That's not a bother. That's a blessing. Sit. And we sat down and we talked for about half an hour.
Now, Are you lying?
I swear to God, that's a true story. Now, there's another part of this I'd like to add. One of my favorite movies is Caddyshack 2. Not Caddyshack 1, Caddyshack 2. Although Caddyshack 1 is pretty funny. Now, I didn't realize this, but Kevin loves it too. And we realize that we share not only a love of musical theater, but also a love of Caddyshack 2. So Jackie Mason is a big part of this podcast, whether we realize it or not. So anyway,
What's the fun?
It's someone who falls in the bathtub and bites the bubbles. This I should know.
Your Jackie Mason, Rob, is truly the greatest impersonation you've ever done. It's
you don't have to tell me that I'm good. Look at that. Once again. Once again, you hear that? The Jew is being told that he's good. I'm getting validated. Why do I need validation from him? Who the hell is he to tell me that I'm good? I know I'm good. You're all sitting there paying $80 to watch me be good. He's got to tell me. Fanzanun.
Oh my God. Yeah,
so,
no, you're right. So we have that in common. We do. That's a lovely
so
thing.
So anyway, I was like, a Jackie Mason music video. What is this? Well, folks, it is on YouTube. I am pretty sure this was never released. It also links into some Broadway history. The song is called Amor. M-A-O-R, the Spanish way of pronouncing it, Amor. And it was written by Paul Jabara. Now, Paul Jabara, we know because musical theater, he performed in Hair. He performed in Jesus Christ Superstar. But his musical, Rachel Lilly Rosenblum, and Don't You Ever Forget It, which is a notorious
cult favorite,
unfortunately left us way too soon at the age of 42 because of the AIDS crisis. But some of his greatest songs are things like Last Dance, right? Last Dance. Last Dance. It's Raining Men.
Oh. Mm. Disco favorites.
Enough is Enough.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, Barbara. Okay.
So he is the one who decided to write Amor for Jackie Mason. Now, This music video, I don't even know how to do. I'm going to try to walk you through this as best as possible. So here's the whole point of this story.
I would like to say pause and just go watch it and just come go back watch it. If you can.
Pause us. Go YouTube Jackie Mason music video, right? Now, okay, I'm going to give you a second.
Yep.
Okay, your second.
Okay, good. We're back.
Your second is over. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a second as opposed to 18 minutes, like the 18-minute gap. Everyone says to me, you shouldn't pick on Richard Nixon. He's got phlebitis. It's not phlebitis, it's syphilis. It's not phlebitis, it's syphilis. You can't screw 20 million people and end up with phlebitis. Look at that, he's laughing. He's laughing, he looks at his wife to laugh. Am I funny? He said, not funny.
The cat skills in this.
I can do his entire act for you.
All right.
So anyway, now you've watched this music video. If you haven't watched the music video, it starts off with Jackie Mason wearing a salmon pink suit and a sombrero and a little mustache, and he's holding a card and it says like Maestro Mason, Professor de Amor, meaning a professor of love. And then it turns into like a Benny Hill sketch. He's standing in front of a group of teenage girls in like school uniforms.
Catholic school girl outfits.
I didn't even notice. Like, it's Catholic. So the contrast?
It's full on schoolgirl uniform cliche.
It's that like middle-aged businessman 80s fantasy, which never made any sense to me. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the Catholic
schoolgirl. Yes.
Okay, cool. So, and they're conjugating verbs in Spanish, and then the wall breaks down, and he comes in, and he does like weird dancing with them, which I think
in song, not like in dialogue, in song. It's part of the lyric,
and it makes no sense. Amor, I'm going to rap amor, and then the girls get so hot and bothered by Jackie Mason being so sexy that they rip off all their clothes and they chase him into a jungle and tie him up and then have their way with Jackie Mason. This is one of the most bizarre music videos I've ever seen in my life.
He gets scared of them. Remember, he starts to run away. He's like, oh gosh, oh my goodness, they're coming after me.
Look at all the shiksas. They're running after me. I have to run.
Yep, that's right.
And they go right after him. They tie him up. It's one of the most bizarre. Watching him dance, I have never seen any dancing. I thought I was a bad dancer. This man is like on the one and the two and a half.
I think of Caddyshack 2 when they do the tango. But yes,
he does the tango and he throws out his bangles.
We're the only two people that know it. Yes, exactly.
What? First of all, his tango with Diane Cannon in Caddyshack, that should have won an Oscar. There should have just been a special Oscar for that. Right? That's one of the most brilliant things you've ever seen. Remember, that whole fucking movie is good. Jonathan Silverman? Yep. Whatever happened to him? He was such a talented actor.
Randy Quaid
before he went bonkos.
Oh, yes.
Robert Stack. Dan Aykroyd.
Yes, I know. Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase does show up in it, right?
He has a little feature, yes. It's the owner of the club. He sells it.
Ty owns the club at that point. That's right.
We literally have gone into crazy territory.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Anyway, so this music video, folks, if you need a good laugh, just type in Jackie Mason music video and get ready to laugh. I don't know.
It's worth it. It is so worth it. It is my jaw. I laughed at first, Rob, and then my jaw was on the floor. I was open mouth agape for about two minutes because I could not believe that when they started taking off their clothes and I thought, oh my God, I can't believe that they're doing this. This is happening right now. And then he does his little Jackie Mason shimmy and shows off a little more. I mean, it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And it's funny and it's entertaining and you guys got to watch it.
And so anyway, like I said before, the reason I brought all this up was because in 201 episodes, I've never told Kevin what I was going to do on a Thursday. And last night I came across this and I'm like, you need to watch this before we talk about this tomorrow because you're not going to believe me. You're not going to believe me. And I'm happy that you watched every wonderful 6 minute and 46 seconds of this music video. And it must have been bad in the 80s if they're like, we're not releasing it. Think of what got released that was so bad. This was so bad that they were like, we can't release this.
Well, and I'm going to nerd out on you a little bit. Like, you can see, because you're making a film right now, you can see the punch clock of when they edited things. Yes. So you can see like the footage of like, oh, they spliced this in between this other moment. They really did set out to create this awkward, crazy, weird thing, because you can see how they spliced it all together with the editing. It's beyond. Anyway.
It's 80s riffing. So please watch it. Kevin, what is your favorite thing for this week? My friend?
I wish mine was as funny as yours, but mine is neither a show, although it is connected to a show. It is neither a YouTube clip or a recording. It's a documentary, actually. Now, I must confess that I'm sorry that this is a documentary that is unlimited viewership. So you have to be an HBO Go member in order to watch this documentary. I stumbled upon it the other night, and I was completely glued to it the entire time. Because I think that it's a documentary about a location, a theater, a very famous theater in New York City. And it was just – I was just riveted thinking about all of the people that have gone through it. There have been theatrical productions that have gone through it. And it's just a very special place. And this is the Apollo Theater on 125th Street in Harlem. And the documentary is just simply called The Apollo. It was just made them last year, and it's Roger Ross Williams directed it, and he wrote a short. He actually won an Oscar in 2010 for a best short film called Music by Prudence. But it's just this beautiful documentary about the 85-year history of the Apollo Theater. And I know my first interaction with the Apollo Theater was when I graduated college in 2002. There was this big I don't want to call it a musical. Do you remember the musical Harlem Song? I don't want to call it a review, but it definitely was a predecessor to what George C. Wolfe did with Shuffle Along, which we talked about in an episode that you're going to hear on Monday about the last decade when Shuffle Along happened. But George C. Wolfe directed this Harlem Song, and so that was my first time ever going to 125th Street, going into this historic theater, the Apollo Theater, and seeing Harlem Song with Savion Glover. I think choreographed it, and it was George C. Wolfe directed it, and it was the history of the theater, of the Apollo Theater, told in song. Now, other people know the Apollo Theater because of Amateur Night, which when I was growing up, that was a late night show that was on, I think, every Wednesday night. And it was, it was a talent night. Yeah. And famously, like Ella Fitzgerald this has been going on for decades, literally, this Amateur Night. And so many, I mean, the list of stars, you could just Google it, is infinitely long of people who were discovered by doing Amateur Night at the Apollo Theater. Ella Fitzgerald in 1934. Is talked about in this a documentary. So the documentary talks about the history of the Apollo Theater and gives all of the great Motown people and Aretha Franklin and just legends after legend that is Smokey Robinson, the people that got their start or performed at this historic theater. And then also, you know, much like my theatrical experience, there was another side to it, a theatrical side to it. And they parallel the story of the history of the theater with a production, which actually happened in 2017, probably when this was made, of Ta-Nehisi Coates, the great author of his book Between the World and Me. And it was a concert, theatrical, poetic adaptation, you might call it, a stage adaptation of his book. And it was cool. Spoken word. So you see the rehearsals of this production on top of the history of the theater. So you kind of get to see where the theater has become and where it started. And of course, through that, I mean, the theater was not always successful. It was very successful, of course, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, when you had all these great artists. And then it was bankrupt in 1981. And that's when the state of New York City bought it 10 years after that in 1991. So it is actually owned by the state of New York. It's a non-for-profit institution now. And I think it's a listeners, I mean, I'm sure most of you have been there, but if you have not been there, please go. You can take tours of it. It's a really it's a really special, special historical place. And it created so much art, diverse art, and it gave the voice to an African-American voice for so long. And yeah, it's this really special documentary, and I would definitely check it out.
And I live 10 blocks away, folks. So after you go to see the Apollo...
Ring-a-ding-ding. Call up Rob.
Call on
Robbie.
You can come in. I'll do impressions of Jackie Mason. You just name a musical, and Jackie Mason will sing it for you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I know. You guys are excited. You're welcome.
So you get a double treat. The Apollo is an amazing, amazing facility. And you're right. I think I hope that when people come to New York and they take tours in New York, they just don't stay in like the Midtown area or the downtown area. Come up to us, because the history here is so rich and so wonderful. And the Apollo Theater, I think, is a really, really good symbol of that. So I'm going to watch this documentary. I saw it on HBO, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's worth it. Yeah.
Do you know when it was built? Like in the 20s? Earlier than that? Probably.
You know, I think it was a 1930s house. I would like Google it right now, but I don't want to waste time because we don't edit these these podcasts.
That's okay. It's a good documentary, and I'm sure there's lots of great archival footage in there and stuff. But I remember, yeah, the Italian Night at the Apollo thing was huge. I feel like when I was growing up in California,
1914.
Great. It's a brilliant building. It's a beautiful building. So good. Yeah, go. Good. Good.
Take tours. I mean, they give tours of it. You can. It's a historic old theater that is just been in steady use for decades.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I'm going to watch it tomorrow, I think, because I'd like to. I love a documentary. I really do.
And that's me too. And HBO puts out some really good ones. So there's a lot of great art. And you know, I think our little art form is getting a lot more recognition lately, and there's been more documentaries put out there. So it's a good time to be studying theater.
The arts are cool again. You know, actually, not this upcoming Monday, but the Monday after that, Kevin and I are doing a end of the decade look back at both plays and musicals. And one of the things we were talking about on our musicals one is it seems like in this decade alone, because of social media and the accepting of things like Hamilton and Book of Mormon, suddenly musicals are cool again and theater is cool again. And so all of these people are now trying to like get a little sense and a little taste of all the wonderful things that have been happening in the live theatrical community. So I think it's wonderful. I'm so happy. This was a good decade for us.
I agree. I agree wholly. And the art, you know, when I was in high school and then in college, I remember the arts were being steadily cut. You know, that's the first thing that's cut from every budget. Yep. And I will forever fight for the fact that I do believe that the arts are like the counterbalance to the other stuff that goes on in life, and that you need the arts and you need these kinds of places, and everyone is a better person because of it. So it's not the thing you should cut first. It should be the thing you cut last. But
absolutely.
Anyway, I don't know how I got on that, but yes.
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean that. Don't cut math.
Just don't cut anything.
You need math.
All right.
Remember when they used to tell you, the teachers would tell you, you know, you're never going to have a calculator in your pocket. Remember that? Do you remember that when you were in math? And they were like, you have to know this stuff because you're not going to have a calculator in your pocket.
Oh, no, I don't remember that. I remember that they were like, buy this TI-85 because that's required. And then I just read an article about how Texas Instrument, put a whole thing on, you know, trying to get people to buy their dated calculators just so they can make a profit. You know,
the whole thing. They had a whole big fucking deal with the school.
Because they were the first computers. Those were the first computers that we ever had. I used to play video games on my TI-85 in 1999. There was no computers then like the way we have them now. The personal little handheld computers. Yeah. Anyway, wow.
So thank you for listening to another episode of Old Men Complaining About the Past. Next week,
We're just watching the thing.
Join us next week for Cursive. What the fuck? Which will be our next episode.
What's Cursive?
What's Cursive? You know what? You need to know Cursive. You need to learn how to sign your fucking name. You need to learn how to sign your name. You need to be a goddamn expert in cursive. You need to learn how to sign your name.
Whoa, aggressive.
I'm just saying, what you do, what are you going to teach your kid how to do cursive?
I don't know.
What? You didn't think of this?
I'm teaching him how to sleep right now, Rob. That is where we are right now.
Teach him cursive. Go to sleep.
Amen to that.
Are you going to post a photo? You want to tell everyone what Crawford did today for the first time?
We saw Santa this morning. It was really exciting.
Now, I got to tell you, I saw that photo. He's not crying. Was he good? Was it an easy transition?
He went right after his nose and beard. He had to make sure he was authentic first, and then it was great.
Happened to me at the Eagle once.
Oh, I'm not even. I can't believe the nose and beard story.
Well,
okay.
Right. I won't post those photos. But yeah, post the photo of Crawford at Santa.
Yeah, I will definitely.
Oh, it's so cute. Oh, yeah, it makes me so happy. The kid, he's so adorable. And don't forget, buddies, everyone can send Kevin a little Christmas gift, right? He's a daddy, so maybe Crawford would like some things like $1 million for college. Send that to Kevin. Right? So they should send you some gifts.
No.
Oh, okay.
We have everything we need. We are very happy.
That's really beautiful. Well, post the photos. It's great. And then if you need a good laugh, go ahead to watch the Jackie Mason Amore music video. And to cleanse that palate, something a little bit more serious.
Yeah, then head over to HBO and watch the Apollo documentary. I promise it's worth it.
There's no connective tissue on this one. I don't think I can.
I know. I tried to have like a good transition, honestly, but
there's no connective tissue. Unless Jackie Mason filmed at the Apollo and we don't know about it.
Probably. I'm not touching that.
probably not. All right, then. Till next time.
Bye, everybody.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.